Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What has gone on with the RAF? Because 2 weeks ago, they were cash-strapped. 2 weeks ago, they were cash-strapped. And all of a sudden, they seem to be paying out lots and lots of money. Well, joining us is Gert Nel. He's the chief legal advisor of APRAV. And we wanted to try and figure out what has changed, who benefits, what is going on here. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. 2 weeks ago, we are cash strapped. Now 3.3 billion rand paid in 2 to 3 weeks with a talks of what? Another 4 billion per month. Moving forward, what happened here?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners as well. Howard, I think the biggest change in the fund was the change in the executive. The minister obviously introduced a wholesale cleanup of the executive of the Road Accident Fund. And I must tell you, I was privileged to be able to attend the stakeholders meeting about 2 weeks ago. And I was pleasantly surprised by the way that the chair of the board, Mr. Brown, dealt with the material issues that we as practitioners and stakeholders are having to deal with. So I think there is a real change in terms of the Road Accident Fund's approach to the administration of claims and also to the payment of claims. And I think those two are the counterbalances that the Road Accident Fund need to try and maintain in order to get the ship afloat again and to make sure that the victims get paid what's due to them within a reasonable time. So definitely there has been I think for the first time, APRAF's been involved in this fight since 2014. For the first time in about 11 years, there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel, people addressing real concerns that are able to or are willing to engage the stakeholders, listen to what they say, and implement, practical changes to what we see at the fund or saw in the past. So definitely since the previous board and the CEO left the Road Accident Fund, there's been material changes to the benefit of the victims and everybody involved.
Was it inefficiency? Was it corruption? A combination of both? What was it that, because clearly these funds were available, but obviously there was some form of something blocking the payments. What can we speculate?
No doubt. There's been, and I think the listeners are keenly aware of the fact that the CEO is being investigated almost every week. A new charge or a new complaint surfaces in the newspapers, as SCOPA, nears the investigation that they're going to start doing now around about the 7th of October. I think we're going to see exactly why victims and the public were manipulated to the extent that they were in terms of what the Road Accident Fund's financial liabilities was and what the fund was actually doing with the money. So I think we should all buckle up because I think it's going to be a rocky ride. But I think that the people that are appointed by the minister now, from my personal experience, I'm very pleased to see, what's happening at the fund. And, so I think for victims and listeners, there is real hope at the Road Accident Fund. Despite all the negative publicity we see, I think that there's the minister and everybody involved came to the realization that something urgent needs to be done, and that's what we're seeing at the moment, and that's really, that is commendable.
You know what I always keep, I always think about is we've had payments made of 3.3 billion and another 4 billion in the next month. So you're talking over 7 billion rand. That goes into the economy. People need that money in order to buy things and do things with it. It's that seven, what we often don't think about is when a government department like this holds on to money that should be paid out to the public, the impact on our economy is actually quite material. You're not talking about small amounts of money here flowing into the system, and most people receiving it will spend it on one thing or another.
No doubt, Howard. I mean, the ripple effect of the Collins Let Swallow era is really damning for victims and stakeholders and everybody involved, even the personnel at the Road Accident Fund themselves. I mean, who were subjected to appalling conditions and were required to, introduce and administrate an unlawful board notice. And unfortunately, I think that's the only point in my mind that I think the board should really focus on is the fact that they're still maintaining an unlawful board notice. But from what I've seen, they are looking at ways and means to address that issue. But definitely, you know, we've seen a lot of my clients. I mean, I've had a lot of clients who died even before they could get their compensation because the process were just taking so long. And, I really think that there's a few things that the fund can do without having to reinvent the wheel, that they can get themselves back on track and expedite the settlement of claims. And obviously, I think we can all see that there's an appetite to speed up the payment process. So that in itself is already a positive. So I think they just need to focus now. But I think at this point, it's a manpower issue. I think we need to be mindful of the fact that people were hired at and fired at will at the Road Accident Fund, competent people, and but there are just as many people out there that can actually assist the Road Accident Fund and that can be contracted to assist them in this. So I think there's really so much that the Road Accident Fund can practically do in order to address the short-term challenges that they have. And obviously long-term, there are also some thoughts that we can share at the appropriate time and place. But definitely, I think this in 11 years, this has been the best position for change in the Road Accident Fund and in a positive context.
Mm. Is there a metric to keep an eye on? In other words, days to payment, interest penalties, ratio of paid versus court order claims. Is there a metric that you watch to see if the extent to which this is improving?
Howard, the bottom line is the Road Accident Fund Act itself specifies that a payment should be made within 14 days. Now, I mean, that would be miraculous if the fund can. You know, 20 years ago, they did that. They paid within, they even paid shorter than 14 days. But then at some point, and unfortunately, under the management of Mr. Let Swallow, there was a payment holiday that the courts allowed the Road Accident Fund to extend that payment period to 180 days. So I think everybody was accepting it to some extent as long as the Road Accident Fund could keep to that. But unfortunately, in reality, they couldn't even abide by their own court order. So what we see now, or recently saw, that there's been an urgent application that was denied. So the payment holiday, for all intents and purposes, are not on the books anymore. So the Road Accident Fund should pay within 14 days. But I think we as stakeholders and the public need to be mindful of the fact that the Road Accident Fund can simply not pay all of these claims at once. So I think with what Mr. Brown has said and indicated in terms of their rollout for payments, I think everybody, because of the fact that they're open and that we can see and they're engaging, I think it makes it much easier for the Road Accident Fund to try and negotiate terms, off payment. But a point of reference, as you've asked, is probably still 180 days. It's still longer than it should be. But at least if the Road Accident Fund can, to some extent, keep to that, I think everybody would be happy with that.
That is where we leave it. It is 8:30. At least some really, really positive news. And thank you for all the work that you do. Gert Nel is a chief legal advisor of APRAV, which is the Association of Protection of Road Accident Victims.